Fine. So let's start with the Gemara here on the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Right, so the Gemara there sort of parenthetically comes to the following discussion. From when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, even though the Sanhedrin was ceased to function, arba misos lo bitlu. The four capital punishments, which are skilas, grave, erek, v'chenek, lo bitlu, they were not nullified. So the Gemara says, habitlu, that's not true, right? They were. Right? We stopped giving capital punishment. So the Gemara says, what it means is, ella din arba misos lo bitlu. Right? In some way, shape, or form, the law of the four capital punishments was not nullified. It continued to exist. In what sense? So the Gemara then brings an example for each of them, how God would orchestrate that they would be killed in a manner which is comparable to the capital punishment they would be obligated in. Right? So, Mishin Eschayev Skila, one who was liable to stoning, for example. What sin would you be Chayev stoning for? Michal Shabbos. Oh, no, from an agag, oh, Chayev Darasto. So either he'll fall off a roof, or he'll be trampled by an animal. Umishin is chayev sreifa, and someone who is chayev to be burnt. Right? For example, what crime? Basko and Chazinsa. Oh, no, fil bitleka. Either she'll be burnt, he'll be burnt. Oh, nachash makisho. Or he'll be bit by a snake. Umishin is chayev hariga, and if someone is chayev, right, beheading for what crime? Right, murder. Either he'll be put to death by the government, or he'll be killed by thieves. Umishin is chayev chenek, and someone who is obligated to get, right, to be strangled, like all arayos, right? Basic punishment for arayos. It's chenek, o tove ben ahar, o meis b'sur nechir. Either he'll drown, or he'll, right, he'll die of some disease that, right, cuts off respiration. Right? Okay. So this Gemara is a little bit, I don't know what to call it, agadic. I'm not really sure, right? I don't know if it has legal implications, right? I don't really know what to call it, right, in a classic sense, right? But the Gemara is making a metaphysical claim, right, that the arba misos, right, we don't carry them out, God carries them out for us. Okay. Now, let's do some careful reading. Okay? Mishin is chayev skila. So what's the punishment of skila? Okay, and? Good, right? You get thrown off a cliff, and you get rocks thrown at you. I mean, what's the translation of skila?
Stoning.
What's the pasuk? Right? What's the lashon of the pasuk? Right? Or gamu, right? 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 Throw rocks at him, right? Stone him. Good, right? Now, a careful read of the Gemara will tell you, right, now. If I was just reading this Gemara, let's say I didn't know any other Gemaras, and I don't know whether you do know the other Gemaras, right? But if I was just reading this Gemara, and I asked you, what is skila? What would you tell me? What is the fundamental definition of skila according to this Gemara?
Falling through.
Yeah. I mean, it's the falling, right? Which is odd. Right? Why is it odd? Because, right, we call it, right, the pasuk is urgamu, right? The pasuk is, describes stoning. We call it stoning. Now, given the way we kill the person, we throw them off the roof, right? We throw them off the ledge, and then we stone them. But if you would ask me a priori, if you'd ask me in a vacuum, what is the main element of skila, so what would you have said?
Throw them off the roof.
In a vacuum.
No, because first you throw them off the roof. If they survive, then you stone them.
Without knowing the halacha, if I read the psukim, right? If you read the psukim, right, what would you think the main part of the death penalty is? What?
I thought
you'd
see the psukim.
Right, throw rocks at him. Right. If I just gave you the word skila, what would you say it is?
Stoning.
Now, you know the halacha. From this Gemara, it's clear that what is the ikar part of skila? Throwing off the roof. Right? And now Rashi here just clarifies, right? In what sense is this like skila? Right? He makes this point that domal in iskal shadolchav and osam beis skila arez de gavosh de kamos hayak and amrin minigmar adin. It's like skila in what sense? That he falls from a high place, just like you do by skila. Now, chaya dorasto, in what sense is an animal trampling him? Like skila, so Rashi says, arima pila la'aretz v'hargo bedrisa. The animal also throws you to the ground. It tramples you, right? And it's right. Sreifa, he says, nachash makisho v'aretz sofro. The poison, so to speak, burns you. Fine. Now, I'm going to bracket one question. I put the ritva here just to bracket it. Right? Tosas asks the same question, which is, what do you mean? We see many murderers in Mechalalei Shabbos who don't die this way. And so what do you mean, right? Din Arba Mises Lobitlo, so the Ritva points out, Perish, but Osun Shnoza, Din Arba Mazah. It just means that those who God chooses to punish in this world will be punished in a way parallel to the Misa that be Chayiv. Kibavade, Ishkama Rotschem, Mishubandim, Shemesim, Bishalva Vashkesh, because there are many sinners who die in peace and quiet in this world. Vizabar, that's clear. So let's bracket that question, right? It's clear that what the Gemara means is not that everybody who's Chayiv Skila is going to fall off a roof and die. It means that if God punishes you in this world, it'll have to be in a way that is parallel to Skila. Okay? Now, the Rush highlights what we just said before, that from this Gemara it's clear that Ve'ena Doma L'Skila Shemapin Lo She'ikara Skila Hi Adchia. From here, what you see clear is that the main part of Skila is the pushing. Teidan, you should know, Dikatani Mishin Es Chayiv Skila O Novel Menagago Chayiv Darasu V'lo Katani Kotel Novel Alav. It's clear, right? We say that if you're going to get Skila, we don't say a house will fall on you. We say you'll fall off a roof. Now let's return to the actual Gemara, right? So it's clear if you read this Gemara carefully, contrary to what you would have thought if you read the Pasuk that said, and you shall stone him with stones, right? You shall throw stones at him. The fact we call it stoning, it's clear in this Gemara that what is the definition of Skila? Right? The fall, right? Being, right? Falling, dying from, right, that impact with the ground. Now, where did the Gemara get that from? Okay? So, you're right to say, let's look at the Pesukim. But let's look at the Gemara first and see where he got it from, okay? You want to take the Gemara?
Talmud Bava Masai Sanhedrin?
Yup.
Mishnah, Besa Skila, Haya Gavosh, take Kamos, he has to stand from two Kamos.
Two stories, right? Right, the ledge is two stories high. Yeah, Natana.
So, according to the Gemara Sanhedrin, it's not two stories, it's twice the height of the average man.
Yeah, meaning, essentially, two whatever. Right, two stories. What exactly is a story? We won't get into all the details here. Right, but yeah. Okay.
Min ha'idim dochpo al matna, when the idim push him off onto the ground. Nahafach al libo, he will...
Right, meaning if he falls, right, the wrong way, right, then you flip him around. Right, you want him to fall in a very specific way. Okay.
So hochpo al... I guess I'll ask later.
Right, I mean you push him... Right from his loins, right, basically. Right, you don't, and if he turns around, right, he's facing the wrong direction, you push him back the right direction. Right?
So we just push him on the sides, but he may spot question. When he says mace spot, is he mace after you move him, or is
I mean if he died from the fall, right, mace spot from the push, yatsa, right? So then
so
you're done.
After you push him, you move him. Or is he moving before?
No, before, right? Meaning it's you push him in such a way that he falls the right way. Now, if he dies on impact, so you're done, right? The imlav,
no,
yeah.
Shani, I'll tell S, Ebe, but it's not so the bow. He takes the second one, the second A takes the stone and throws it at his part. So, Ime spot, Yotze. The imlav, it's not. Regimto, Becho, Yisrael, all Yisrael throw stones at him.
So now, right, the Gemara simply describes it. You push him off the ledge, right? If he dies from the fall, you're done. If he doesn't die from the fall, then you throw rocks at him. If those rocks don't work, you throw more rocks at him. Right? Very simple. Yeah? So now, I understand that you weren't bothered because you knew the Gemara already. So you weren't bothered by the fact that Skila seems to be fundamentally about pushing. The Gemara, on the other hand, was bothered by this fact, right? Which is, right? Because it's an obvious question, right? The Pasuk says, for Gemu. So the Gemara, if it's going to claim that the main part of stoning is pushing, so now you've got to prove it. So, Gemara.
Gemara, Chad min ha'idin dochpo, one of these persons.
Right, so how do you know that you push someone who's chayav skila? Yaro will be the pasuk, right? Mm-hmm. Right, which is you shoot him essentially, right? Meaning you something to do with projectiles, right? Okay. Uminayin shebe skila.
See, from here that's with skila. Tama lamar skull stone. Uminayin shebe skila ubedichia. See, from here that's with poskila and pushing. It's only in pushing. Tama lamar skull.
Sakol yisakel.
Sakol yisakel. Oh,
yara yara.
It says, is it that?
All right. You shall stone him, or you shall
projectile him.
Yes. Okay. Uminayin she.
Uminayin she'im meis b'dchiyasa. And we see from the fact that if he dies from the pushing, you're yotze. Tamar lamar, oh,
yaro yare.
Lamar says, oh, yare.
Meaning what? Right. So now let's be careful. Right. Meaning the Gemara is bothered by the same problem that Right. And I didn't get it myself. And the Gemara is bothered by the same problem I raised at the beginning, which is, right. Okay. So you'll tell me the pasuk says, "Sakol yisakel o yaro yare." So you'll derive from that skila has two aspects to it, both pushing and stoning. Okay, so that's fine because what might I have thought otherwise?
Just stone him,
right? He's on the ground. You just start throwing rocks at him. No. First you throw him off, and then you stone him. But now, the Gemara needs to prove more than that, right? Because it's not just that the Gemara wants to prove there's two aspects to it. Right? What does it want to prove?
That the main part
is pushing, meaning that you don't need to stone him, which is a much, much bigger chiddush. So now, how does it prove of it? Oh, yaro yara, meaning. Those are alternatives. It's not A and B, it's A or B. Right? He either has to die through skila or through being pushed. But you don't need both. Meaning, even though we call it skila, we derive from the pasuk that skila could either be falling from the impact or being killed by rocks. Right? Now, the Gemara says, Minayin shafta doros kein. Right? How do we know that this law is always true? Tamar lomar sakol yisakel. Now, who here are my Tanakh people or Bal Karei or anything like that? Tana? Good. Where's this pasuk from? What context? Good. From Matan Torah. Now, if I asked you where you were going to derive a pasuk about Skila from, right? Where would you have guessed it would come from? Right. Now, why is this case weird? Not just that it's from Har Sinai, but what's the context? I put the psukim, but you don't have to look. Yeah?
Sorry?
I put the psukim on the sheet, but you don't have to look. Yeah?
The context is basically if anyone goes up to those guys, you're already here, right?
Yeah. So if anybody goes up to the Har, including who? Right? Including animals. Right?
So Rashi on that says,
we guess that from the Gemara. Right? Right, so that's the pasuk, right? Vigbaltaz am saviv, right? This is source 7. Vigbaltaz am saviv, leimor, hishamru lochem, I don't know what happened here. Alot bahar v'ngo v'katzeu, ayu v'katzeu kolonogea bahar mos yumas. Anyone who touches the mountain will die. Lo sigabo, don't touch it. Ki sakol yisakelo yaro yare. Im behema imish lo yecheb imshoch hayovel heima ya'alu vahar. Now, the Gemara, instead of choosing a pasuk by, let's say, Michal Shabbos, right, where the pasuk says that he gets skila, chooses a pasuk by Har Sinai, which says that if a person or an animal goes up on Har Sinai, he gets stoned. What's the problem? Right. Think like an exegete here, right?
It would be people.
Yeah, meaning, let's sharpen it, right? The Gemara is trying to define one of the formal capital punishments.
It doesn't detail the stoning process.
Well, more than that, right? The Gemara thinks it does. The Gemara derives it from a drasha, right?
It's just defining it by a case that doesn't really apply to it anymore.
Why?
Because maybe it only happened once.
So that the Gemara answered, right? The Gemara said, Uminayin af the doros kein. Tamalomar Sakol Yisakel, the double lashon. Right? So the Gemara is mudah to that problem, right? That it's a one-time occurrence. The Gemara says no, but we can derive forever from the double lashon of Sakol Yisakel. But what's the more fundamental problem, right? Logically. Well, there presumably it's the courts, right? But well, what's the real problem? Is in order to derive skila from Har Sinai, you have to assume what? That the skila one would get at Har Sinai is a capital punishment, right? Is an onesh, right? But what's the problem with calling it an onesh? No, it is bidei adam. Well, the Gemara seems to assume it is.
Well, you can't throw him down if he's on it unless you're there.
Well, you, or you put him to death.
You throw him, then you can't.
No, the Gemara assumes you take him and you throw him somewhere. That's fine. There's a bigger problem. Ask me the obvious problem.
How you given without
given
going or
what?
How can you take him and he's on it and you're not without getting yourself on the mountain?
Take him off the mountain. Kill him later. I don't know. Come up with it. You don't need a trial. What's the biggest problem here? How? Has anyone ever watched court law?
It's not Shabbos.
Has anyone ever watched court law? Any sort of court law. Real, fake, I don't care. How often have you at a court case seen them try a cat? Look at the pasuk, right? Im behema im ish.
Right.
Yeah, but is that considered a Mises Besdin? Well, what does the Gemara assume?
Only for the people.
You see, I'm just trying to read. This is my point, right? I'm going to try to do Ian things where I just highlight things which are you get from close reading, right? Which is the Gemara is making an assumption which is not obvious. Maybe it was obvious to all of you. It wasn't obvious to me that killing an animal is Mises Besdin. Now, the Gemara says this explicitly. If you look in source 8, the Gemara says, Iboilu, Shor Sinai Bekama. How many judges did you need to kill a shor at Sinai? So the Gemara says, Mi Gamar Shav Mi Doros Olo. Do you learn out how many judges you need at Sinai from how many you need in general? Tashma, the Tani Rami Bari Cheskel, Behema, Imish Lo Yecheh, Ma'ish Besu Meshlosha, Behema Besu Meshlosha. So what does the Gemara explicitly assume?
Same.
That you need a Besdin 23, why
23?
Because that's how much you need for capital punishment, which means that what was obvious to all of you, but I just want to point out the obvious, is that the Gemara assumes that killing an animal is Mises Besdin. Now, the Rishonim and the Achronim aren't in love with this. There is a way of getting around it, which is claiming that it is capital punishment, but it's not against, but the defendant is not the animal, the defendant is
the
owner, right? Right, meaning by Shor and Niskal, this is almost definitely true. Right, the person really on trial is the animal, is the animal's owner. Right, right, he has to be there. Right, he's the owner. So you would still come to the same conclusion, but right. So the necessary derivation from this is not necessarily that the defendant is the animal, but what is clear is that the Gemara assumes that Shor HaNiskal is considered a classic case of punishment, of capital punishment even, right? Even though it might be symbolic capital punishment of the owner, right? And that at Har Sinai, even the killing of the animal was capital punishment. Therefore, we can derive from there to all cases of skila. Now, it's strange still that we learn it from here, but, and who was it who said the problem is that it didn't detail how he did skila? So, really the Gemara thinks the opposite. Presumably, the reason the Gemara picks this one is because, in general, all it says is throw stones, and here it's more descriptive. Right? It says, you see a link in the case of skila with something that is not actually stoning. Okay, so just by reading carefully, so far you learn two things. Right? One is that the clear implication of our Gemara is that the fundamental definition of skila is not throwing rocks, despite what it says in the Pasuk. It's the impact on hitting the ground, which is borne out in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But the Gemara derives that from a Pasuk, but you have to check up the Pasuk. You have to be a careful reader and realize that it learns it out from a case by an animal, right? Which forces you to assume that killing an animal is also capital punishment, because otherwise we couldn't derive skila from it. And that's borne out from the Gemara, a third Gemara in Sanhedrin, right, which says that you need 23 dayanim, just like you do by people. Now, I'm going to make two more points, right? Still forcing you here on the careful reading. And I'm going to show you what just emerges just if you read the Gemara carefully, okay? quickly. Someone described to me the four mises bezdin as they are carried out in bezdin. Yeah. Skila we did. Fine. Now, Srefa?
You basically force them out of it and then pour down boiling liquid lead.
Good, right, boiling lead.
Yes, for Herek, chop down the sword. And Chenek, you take a thin scarf wrapped in a thicker scarf, wrap around, comb on each side, pull the hook, and that's it.
Good, right? So now, with that background information, that Srefa is done through boiling lead, and just take that and chenek, which is done by the thin string here, the thick string here, and then the pull and... whatever. It's a... something, like thin... it's a cord, scarf, something, right? It's not a soft scarf. It's something, it's a cord, okay? Thin one here, thick one here, you pull, his neck snaps, right? Now, with that information in mind, what is the problem with the Gemara? The Gemara says, right, Skila, we've concluded from the Gemara that the fundamental element of Skila is being thrown to the ground, and that's what happens for the parallel of Skila. Right, Hereg is pretty straightforward. His head is cut off, his head is cut off. But how does he die by Srefa, and how does he die by Chenek in our Gemara? Srefa? Right? He's either burnt, right, physically with fire, or he's bitten by a snake and the poison burns him from the inside. Right? Good. Which means, right, what is the second point you learn about Din Arba Misos? Is that how did Chazal conceptualize the Arba Misos Beis Din? By general categories, right? In other words, we implement Skila in a certain way, and we implement Srefa in a certain way, and we implement Hereg in a certain way, and we implement Chenek in a certain way, but that's not actually what they are definitionally, right? The reason, for example, the Gemara claims by Hereg, right? There are two ways you could behead someone. You could either behead someone from here, right, from the front, or from the back. Why do we kill someone from the front with a knife and not from the back with an axe?
I don't
remember. It's trying
to distinguish
to the Gemara just says, because that's not a nice punishment, right? Hacking away at someone, the back of someone's neck, is more painful than slicing their head off with a sharp sword. Okay? Right? Meaning what? What does the Gemara assume there? That if it weren't for Vahatlariacha Kamocha, beheading could have been here, could have been here, could have been anywhere. Right? Srefa. Right? Same thing, right? It could have been burning. So the second thing we learn from this Gemara, if you just read it carefully, is that that Chazal didn't see the Arba Misos as specific actions. It saw them as more general categories. Right? It saw Srefa as any form of burning. We happen to implement one, but Chazal don't actually view that as the only thing Srefa could be. They view it as a general category. The second thing that emerges straight from the Gemara. Now, third point, this you wouldn't know, and we'll do this very quickly, right, is, so there's a famous Gemara in Makos Daf Yud, that's source 9, right, where the Gemara says like this. The Gemara darshins the Pasuk. Vasher lo tzadav Elohim ina liyadel. And it brings a case. The Gemara is describing how God will always ensure that justice is meted out. So bring the case. Let's say you have two people. One killed b'shogeg and one killed b'mezid. One killed on purpose, one killed by accident. So what punishment should they each get? Person who killed on purpose should? Should be killed, should be beheaded. Right? The person who killed b'shogeg should be banished to an ir miklat. So then the Gemara says, okay, so let's say two people got away with a crime. So what is God going to do? He's going to create a situation where the person who killed on purpose is going to be walking under a ladder. And the person who killed by accident is going to be on top of the ladder, and he's going to fall off and fall onto the person who killed on purpose and kill him. So now, the person in front of witnesses, so now, the person who fell off the ladder, who was supposed to go to Golos, will go to Golos. And the person who was supposed to be killed is dead. What's the problem?
You get the punishment you're supposed to get.
What did he get?
To Skila.
Skila. It's a Tosfos asked this question. Tosfos in Sota says, we'll just get to this part of it. Let's skip down to four lines from the end. Aval Kasha, The Rebbe may have done a pair of kelim and a golden. Darish Reish Lakish. Him and Nali Yodo. Zesh Harag Bemezid Yosha Tachlis. Sula Mezesh Harag Bishokik Olav and Ophel Vahargo. Vahalav Varskilohi. Right, he's not chayv skila. So Tosus answers with teretz, af al gav de lav bar skila, even though he's not chayv skila, miu mida b'mida, still he's killed measure for measure. Mida, right? Mida can I get mida? The zorik al chaver deach yirida, who can dechsev ayipol av ayamos ve'elu meizim deach yirida v'imhargu b'sayva kolish baruch nifra memin acher. So he said this case was a case where somebody killed somebody by throwing something at him or throwing him off a roof. So God kills him, mida keneged mida. If he had beheaded someone, so God would come up with some other punishment. Okay. So what emerges from that, Tosfos? Right? What's Tosfos saying? That if I'm chayiv, if I kill... Let me ask you this question. If I'm Sanhedrin, and someone comes in and says, Reuven killed Shimon by throwing him off a roof, what death penalty does Beis Din give him, assuming they can convict him? What? No, it's clear. What means do we give him? Hereg. We always give him Hereg. Right? So what's Tosfos saying by saying that God would give him Skila?
God can do what he wants.
Well, more than that. Yes, God can do as he wants. But more, right? Because remember, he thinks this is a case of Din Arba Mises Lo Bitlu, which means what does he think? If I asked you a question, why do you get Hereg for killing someone? So there's two possible answers. Either mida keneged mida, meaning you deserve it, right? The proper punishment for murder is beheading, or because law works in generalities, and we picked a misa, but it doesn't always work out mida keneged mida. It just happens to be the way Sanhedrin punishes you. But really, if you would ask me, how would you should be killed? In the same way you killed the person that killed the victim. Right, so which position is Tosfos taking?
The latter.
Right, Tosfos is deriving for Din Arba Misos that our Mises Bezant are simply generalities. They're not actually meeting out justice. They're the closest approximations. But if you asked me in honest truth, what is somebody obligated in, they might not be what they get in court. Right, which accords with what we just said before, that Chazal don't actually see the Arba Mises Beis Din as the way we do it. That's a generality, right? That's a legal formalistic principle that we chose this misa. But if you actually ask, what are the Arba Misos? Right, they're not exactly as we implement them. That's just the way law works. That's a choice we made, right? Or the Torah made, exegetic, whatever it is, right? But it's a formal choice, but it doesn't reflect truth. There is a gap between what we do and what is absolute justice. Right, so just to summarize what you have, just from a right careful reading of Gemara, the first thing we notice is that while Skila is called Skila, it's clear in our Gemara that right the main part of Skila is not the rocks, it's throwing off the roof, which is borne out in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which thinks that fundamentally those are two parts of the punishment, and they're independent. It's strange that it's derived from a case where you're killing an animal, which means that you must derive that that is also a form of Mises Beis Din, which the Gemara, in fact, things by saying that you need the same number of judges you need for any other capital punishment. Second thing we noted is that the Arba Mises Beis Din that are carried out by God are not actually parallel to the ones we do, which implies that really Chazal don't think that Shreifa is only pouring lead down someone's throat. That's the instantiation of the theoretical principle that we choose. But it's not the only possibility. It's not the only thing defined as Shreifa. And the third thing that we see from Tosfos is that the Gemara has a case of someone dying for murder through Skila, and Tosus's resolution of this problem is saying that, yeah, because he killed through Skila, but from that you see that Tosus thinks that our punishments are not actual meeting out of justice. They are the closest approximations. They are they're generalizations, but they don't accord justice. And when we say Din Arba Misos Lo Bitlu, we don't mean that God is actually going to carry out the Misos Beis Din as we would. He's carrying out the idealized Mises Beis Din, which sometimes will not accord with what we have. So that's where we'll stop for this week.